thrilled. They were very, they were very upset. They were praying for the God to be.
Hmm?
They were very upset that this, this colonel told this whole group to be misspelled because they were.
Hmm.
So he didn't care. That's what I'm going to do with this thing. Misspelled.
When Simon. Tafresh Ches Sif Beis. You can have very interesting halachas. Nashim Sha'oichlois Vishaisois Ad Shecha Shecha. We had learned in Sif Aleph that there's a mitzvah minatayre lahisif minachel ala kaidish. That means that before Beinash Moshes of Yom HaKippurim, with their Me'ikar Adin, a person is mechuyev to refrain from eating because it's Safik Yom, Safik Laila. But there's a mitzvah, lehoisev minachel ala kodesh, to be meisev as man that it is still tisha ala kodesh, it is not Yom Kippur yet. There's a mitzvah to refrain from eating in this man Tosfos. Now, that's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Now, there were noshim sha'oichlois v'shoisois ad shecha shecha. There were women that they ate till shecha means till bein ha-shmoshes. V'hein einam yoidois she'mitzvah lahoisiv michel ala kodesh. And they are unaware of this mitzvah. The being over Nisa the Raisa, there's a mitzvah to say to be Meisiv Mechel al Kodesh, and they're unaware of this. We'll see soon in Mishnah Brura exactly what the case is. Ein Mamchin Beyodom. So don't tell them, don't eat. Kedei Shele Yavoyu Lasais Bezodin. Because if you're going to tell them not to eat, they'll still eat. But the difference is, before they were unaware that you're not allowed to eat, so they were shaygigim. Now you'll tell them, and they'll still continue eating till bein hashmoshes. Now they'll be mizidim. So what are you accomplishing by telling them? You won't accomplish that they'll stop eating. The only thing you'll accomplish is that they'll continue eating b'mezit. So it's preferable to be quiet. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein mamchem b'yodom, you're not moicher that they should stop eating. V'davke, b'yodeya b'vadai shelo yikablu mimenu. Now, we're speaking about a very interesting case. I know clearly that if I tell them, they'll still continue eating. Then that's what we're speaking about. We'll see how does one know such a thing, but let's go a little further. Avol besofik shema yikablu, if I have any doubt in my mind that if I tell them you're not allowed to eat, there's a possibility they stop eating, so then you have to tell them, afilu b'midi d'rabono. So that means if I have a suffix, by telling them, will I accomplish anything or make it worse? So if I have this suffix, you tell them. You might accomplish, they might stop eating. But here we are speaking about that I know clearly they won't stop eating. Now, how does one know such a thing? So the Bir Aloche brings down, Bedovo she'ochsu lehem minig gerua lehokel b'farhesye mikri goli lonu shelo yekablu ve'ein tzorich limchis. That means we are speaking about, it seems there were a lot of women that they ate b'farhesye, and they were aware. Let's speak about. I mean, we're speaking about erev Yom Kippurim, And what were the men doing? The men, the men, stopped eating. They were Maisiv Michael Ala Kaidish. And the women, seeing what the men did, that it's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippurim, the Torah Tmima says. How many mitzvahs esesh es mangrama do we have? No, they can afford to be mavatal on this mitzvah, to be mavatal, but we, this is a mitzvah esesh to eat Erev Yom Kippurim, which is true. So Mamele, so they're doing it before Hesye. So they're strong in their actions. Lahokel befarhesye. It's speaking sha'ochzu lahem. So it seems these are many women. We're not speaking about a yochid. We're speaking about many women who feel this is the right thing to do. They're not ashamed of what they're doing. They feel they're right. So I can assume, my fellow, I'll tell them that what they won't change. Al koponim, that is the case of what the Mechaber is speaking about. So then the din is, don't tell them, because you will not accomplish anything. We'll see soon in a minute. But let's just go a little further. V'hu adin, b'chol dvar isa, lav davke by this din, all isurim amrinim mutav shiyishar gigim v'layim mezidim. V'davke she'enay mefayrish b'toyre. But that is davke something that's not mefurish b'toyre. So I can assume they're shoygigim. It's not something that says mefayrish in the Torah. So I can assume they are shoygigim. They feel that it's muta. Afal pi shehu diyaraisa, even though it's a mitzvah min ha'Torah. But I can assume they're shoygigim, and I know that they have strong feelings about this. They feel that they're doing the right thing and they won't change. So then you're not moiche to tell them to stop eating. Now let us see the next Mishnah Berurah. V'hu adin b'chol dvarisa rotzoloyma gam kein sheboru loy shele yekablu mimenu. He knows clearly that if I tell them, they won't listen. Chenal. B'chol ze ein chilek bein rabim leyochid. It's irrelevant to tell, I can be assured because there's a rabim that is doing this. But it's irrelevant if there's a rabbim to go over to a rabbim to go over to a yochid. You don't do that. Amrine mutav shiyishoy gigim, rotzoloy magam kein, beboroloy, he is clear, shim yoyim alehem, if he'll tell them you're not allowed to, leikabalo mimenu uchenal. V'chol ze davke, k'sha'ach shavim shoy gigim. This is the scenario. Now they don't know. They feel that they're doing the right thing. I have this for Makis that don't eat now, but they feel this is the right thing to do. Avok sheyoidim shehu osa. But now, if they know that this is osa, va'ovrim b'mezid, they know it's osa. We know clearly that it's osa. Tzorich lohichicham, then you have to tell them hoichoche. The same case that I know they will not listen, but they know it's also. Then there's a mitzvah of teichoche. Nehei de mi she'enay mechiach enay nenish avur chetom kivin she'boru loy she'lo yekablum mikom okim mitzvah lohichicham. Now, the Dvar of the Mishnah Berurah says one thing. The vial. If I have a case, this person knows that it's osa. Va'afal pikein, he does it. Now, before we go a little further, there's a murid kebir halacha here, which is kedai to learn. This bir halacha is It's 10 lines from the bottom of the Bir Aloche. Vida, the Mistavre, the Masha Posse Karemo, the Bedova Mafoirish Betoire, Chayev Limchais. That means something, that, or we're talking about a case, two cases we're going to have. One case is Beferish in the Torah. Or I know they know it's also. So there's also Machloikis in this. The Ramah says one is Machuyev to be Moiche. Now, Agavuche, the Din Machor, is that one should go and speak Benachas. In those, that's number one, not to start fighting with him. One should speak with Nachas and those. It's also, you should not do it. It's an Aveire. So this din, if he's amazed, you should tell him. Davke shehu ba'akroi. That means this is a certain instance that this person wants to do this Aveire. Akasha fa'maise, that means he's not an avarian b'shita, he's a shayma toira mitzvahs. Somehow it's he has yitzray tokvay. He's very hungry and he wants to go to Burger King now. He's starved. He wants to go, and you tell me it's treif. It's also what? It's a mikre. It's not a lifestyle. Avol. Eilu ha-pulke oil legamri, kegoin mechalo Shabbos b'fachesye. He's a mechalo Shabbos b'fachesye. We're speaking about not a tinnik shenish, but he knows that he knows the Shabbos, his parents were shemri Shabbos. He knows all about it. And he's mechalo Shabbos b'fachesye. Oyoichu neveles lahachis, he'll eat neveles lahachis. It doesn't bother him. Kvar yotzo michlal amisecho ve'enoi mechuyev lechichoi. A meridik ezach, which is meridik negeye. There's no mitzvah teichoch on him. The mitzvah of teichoch is an ayid who is a shoyme teire in mitzvahs, and now he's amazed. Here it's Yitzroi Tokvay. Somehow he can't control himself. On him there's a mitzvah. I know he won't listen to me, but there's a mitzvah to be mechiyachim. וחייניסה בטונת ואליו רב פרק יתחס איכייך תכייך אס עמיסך ועמיסך שהוא אוהבך ושוימך בתויר המצוויס. He's a shame at תויר המצוויס. אתה חייב להכייך איסוי, אבל לראש שהוא סיינך אין אתה חייב להכייך איסוי. And that's what he brings down. And now he's mesupik, if he's not a mechal Shabbos b'fachesye, or if he's an oichel neveilos l'teyovayim, that means he eats neveilos b'shita. But it's l'teyovayim. You know why? Because it's a dollar cheaper on the pound in Pathmark. Then he goes to glad kosher, some meilos. So that's why that's, listen, it's this money. So it's l'teyovayim. That means he does this, that he goes, it's, so this, he doesn't know klo what din he has over here, or if he's not a mechalo Shabbos b'fachesye. But al kaponim, so we are speaking about, so let us focus on what we're speaking about. We're speaking about a person, it's like this, if he's a shogeg, he doesn't know, and I know a fellow I tell him, he's going to still do it. Let's see the next Mishnah Berurah Siv Kotnavov. Sheinei Mefurish Betoire. Rotzoloima, the Oz, we're talking about Oz on Yechon Litlois Sheshoigigim. It doesn't say Beferish in the Torah. I can assume that the reason he's doing it is a Shoigig. Umutim Hembeze is making the toys. Umashal Ayishmulon Umashanaimalem Shuosas. I'm going to go and tell him that it's Osa. So why won't he listen? Now he's a Shoigig. So, machmas dekilu hu adova. I know this, if he'll know that it's osa, they'll still do it. It's good. So what? They'll still do it. Lachein amrinem bezamutav shiye shoygigim. So this is amir dekedin. That means I have such a situation. Again, I know clearly, and this is very difficult, I mean, how one gets to these conclusions. But I know clearly, if I tell him, he's still going to do it. That I know. And now he doesn't know. So what am I accomplishing by telling him? That means he's still going to do it, but the only thing I come then will be amazed. And now he's a shaygik. So why should you tell him? If there's a suffix, he might listen, then you should tell him. He might listen, then there's no shayla. Rav Moshe has a very interesting shayla. He says, what if you have a tzibur? And in this tzibur, there's, let's say, there's 40 people in the tzibur. I'm going to tell them a halacha. Now, 20 of these people might listen. Might listen. 20 of these people, zicha won't listen. So what should I do? Zicha, tell them. Because I might accomplish something. These 20 might listen. So I might, there's a possibility I'll accomplish by telling them that it's also I'll accomplish that these 20 people will not do an aveira. Maybe they will do aveira, but there's a suffix. It's worthwhile telling. By telling these other 20 who now are shaygik, if they'll hear about it, they'll still do it, they'll become mezidim. So you have to be shaykel. It's zirche better to be moichiach and perhaps you'll rescue the 20 people who don't know, and perhaps by knowing, they'll change.
So very often I hear that the person will say, go and learn halacha, and go learn the Yiddishkeit, how, I'm talking about fry people, say, you know what, now I don't know anything, so I'm like Tinek Shenishba, I don't know anything. Now I'll go and learn, now I'll be chayav. So I will be arrogant, I will not go and I will do learn. Should we convince these people to go and talk and learn if they will be valeri? Or stop, he's coming in, no, and then once he's coming upstairs and he said, you know, I was in Shnizhba, I was arrogant, ignorant person. So I didn't do anything.
Nein, a tinnik shenishba.
Now he knows and he violates, so what is the...
A tinnik shenishba is Al Kaponim.
Right. Did you hear? You were in front of me.
But it's not shenishba anymore. Nishba Pshad is just Nishba is captured among goyim. This guy is not captured. He has a way to learn.
I can give you. Yeah, he was captured between the internet and Wi-Fi.
No, he has a way of learning this guy. So, Rebbe, say, is that right? Nishba means there's no internet to learn from.
Moshe also heard this. Yes. Now I don't know anything. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Now I don't know anything. So I'm not higher. Now if I go and learn and will be violating, then demos. So it's like.
So the vile al kaponim, one never knows that. But let's just finish the halachas and then we'll be able to pinpoint a little better in your case. Shenim b'fush b'teira tzolim dozon yechem litloisha shaygigim utoim em b'zeh. At the present time, they're not shaygigim. If they know something that's mefurish b'teira, so here we assume that they know, so they're not shaygigim. So you can't say mutav shiyu shaygigim. Machinembo, so there you moiche, but chinilu ad the porshi. And chinilu means if it's bekoichai to prevent him from doing it. Moichem abomavush patera moichem biyodom, davke bedeleke sakone, abdikir shash sakone in tzorich limchais. If there's a shash sakone, you don't have to be moichem. Now let us go further, the Ramah, and then we'll perhaps get a little clarity in this halacha. V'im yodaya she'ein dvarim nishmoyim. He knows clearly, he's going to tell them they won't listen. Lo yomer barabim lo yichicham rak pamachas. So the Ramah makes a chilek between a yochid and a rabim. By a rabim, I know they won't listen to me. You should tell them once, you're not allowed to do this. But he shouldn't tell them every time. He knows they won't listen to him. So Memela, tell them once, and that's finished. Avo biyochid, but if there's a yochid, chayiv leichichoy, is mechuyiv to be mechichim, ad sheyekenu o yekalalena. Unless the other person says, listen, if you don't keep quiet, I'm going to punch you in your face. Or he threatens him, or he's mekalalim, or he's very angry at him, then that's by a yochid. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see there's a merida kebir aloche here, and then perhaps we'll get a little clarity in this. V'im yedeya zeh koi gam kein adova mafurish peteire v'hu adin al shar meizid ayni she yedeya shehu osa. This person knows it's osa v'oivar al zeh, and he's oivar, he knows it's osa. Again, we're not talking about a Mechal Shabbos Befachesia or a Mumalahachis. We're talking about a person who Be'etzem is a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, but this thing is too hard for him and finished. So this he can't be ultra frum. This he can't restrain himself. At Soif Ago, Behine Loshim Yerdeya, Kosvo Choyn Meshein Medukdak, Adar Shav Gam Kemari Bohochich, and I was speaking about, I know he won't listen. El debol lechadish yesh chilek bein rabim liyochid. De berabim, kshi yedeye shein vorv nishmoim lehem, if this atzibo, I know they won't listen, mechuyev lechiyach rak pamechot. So you should say, once, not rabbeisa, you're not allowed to do this. Avo biyochid, mechuyev lechiyach kama pomim, atako eklolo. A yochid, he should tell many times until Yenobos he gets angry at him, and then he can stop. Rak pamachas. Now, what is this inyan of a rabbi? So the Mishnah Berurah says two reasons. Ula yishmu, can never tell. That means even I'm 100% sure they won't listen. But one time to be mechiyach is a ula yishmu. That's one reason. Very interesting. Oy, a second reason, kedei shel leyilem pischein peh. That means that they shouldn't have a teretz that'll come after 120 years. I was never told. No one ever told me it's wrong. Al kaponim, so there's such an inyan for a rabbim to tell them once. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it's a third reason, which is very interesting. Rabbi Yankov also brings down this reason. There's a din kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh, that each yid is responsible for the actions of another yid, but the responsibility is kolzman. He didn't tell him anything. If he told them once, then I'm not responsible anymore. I did what I'm supposed to. You listen, you won't listen. But al kaponim, that my responsibility on your actions is till I told you. Then I'm responsible to tell you you're doing something wrong, you should change. But after I told you, so I'm not responsible anymore. That's the chiyuv by a rabbin. Yeah. But b'kan ve'eilech, after one time, k'shem shem mitzvah loyma dova ha'nishma, kach mitzvah shaloy loyma dova sheine nishma. Amir de kezach. I told him once already, he doesn't listen. So there's a mitzvah not to tell him. There's a mitzvah shaloy loyma dova sheine nishma. And that is by a rabbi. And by a yochid chayev loy chichoy, Ba'avere shebeseisa yechichenu beseisa. If he did it beseisa, I should tell him beseisa. Ba'avere shebegoli yechichenu miyad shli yischalo shem shvayim yidos nevei. I should have to tell him right away. Till yikalalenu v'yeshoimim d'day at sheyinzayv boy hachayte. Till he says, stop it! I don't want to hear this anymore from you. Mikan ve'ilach osa lechichay shenema atoichach leitz pen yisna eka. Now, there's a meiredik bir haloche, which is mamish meiredik. Chayev lechichay, Aber bei Jochit chayv lo echicha ad she yekeno. Und bei Sefer Chassidim sind in Tov Yud Gimel Kosav. Eine mordige Sache. Davke ish es ochiv. We're speaking about a brother. Sheliboy Gasboy. We're very close. And that, but he's doing an avere. He's doing it and he's doing it and he tells me a brother, a father or son, but they're close. Liboy Gasboy. Avim hoya ish acher. But if he's a strange person, he has no shaykhs with me. Sheim yoichichenu yisna enu. The accomplishment of Teichoche will bring, there'll only be one accomplishment. He'll hate me for doing it. Mind your own business. That means he won't, it won't, it will boom, have a boomerang effect. So he says, Ein lo hechicha. Amor de kesefer chasid. They bring from the Chassidish like this. Yes. This is a sefer, a murdika sefer chassidim. The Bir Aloch brings down this, the Bogan of Rome brings down the sefer. It's a murdika sefer chassidim. It's al kaponim, it's a yesh lono al milismoich. There's a murdika chassidish which says he brings, there's a mitzvah to hate a roshe. There's a mitzvah, Oy Mesanecha, Shem Esno, Tachla Sinis, and Nasim, Loivim, Hoyuli. So the Chazen Ish brings down a Muradikazach. He says, there's a mitzvah to hate Aroshe after you mechiach him. That means before you mechiach him, you have to be mechiach him first, number one. Okay. Zuk the Chazen Ish, but we don't know how to be mechiach. You have to know the language and the way to get him. I was mechir. You know, you're not allowed to do it. You're shagis. No. That's not called eichocha. Eichocha means I told him in a way that he, if he'd be any sort of a mensch, he would be mekabelit.
Right.
So then, and he says, no. And that is a din of a roshe. But if I don't know how to be mechir, and the Gemara says we don't know how to be mechir. So memele. So, if we don't know how to be mechiach, so he's before Teichoche. So it's before Teichoche. So you're not allowed to hate him.
Maybe I should daven.
That's for sure.
I daven for the Rishon to be tzaddiki.
Definitely.
If I don't know how to be mechiach, I have the obligation. If not,
Hashiveinu avinu l'seiras 100%.
Because I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, 100%, that we zicher have to do.
It applies only to Eden or Goyim also? It's Rosh Goy.
I don't know. I don't think about a Goy. I don't know.
Hate Rosh.
She hate a Rosh Jew?
That's a din. A Rosh Alei Misanecha Hashem Esno.
What's a Rosh Jew?
What? A Jew that's a Rosh.
That was the Keep Shabbos?
Yeah. He's a lahachesnik. He knows about it, and I don't care.
I don't know if that's the right way you should hate him.
What? Not.
You should hate him? I mean, you should want to become a fool again.
There's a din fakert. Yeah, Elohim Misanech Hashem Esno. Fakert. There is such a person. But this is. Those who are Sinei Hashem Esna, Tachlas Sina Sineisim, La'oivim Hoyu Li. That means, let me tell you a mushal, a bad mushal. There's Yaakov and has a son, Reuven, and Shimon. And Shimon goes over to Yaakov, Reuven's father, and he beats him up and he kills him. And I'll say, listen, this is what he's doing. This is Avinu Shebashamayim. Same thing. He's doing worse than that. And he tells everybody, don't do it. It's ridiculous. It's fanatic. And he's just the same. Mm-hmm. So now, good morning, Reuven. No. You're a Roshe. Tachlasinus and Aisim. That's it. That is it. As an Avinu Shabashmaim, he's doing the same thing. If he's a Tinnik Shemish, what? So what? This is worse. Achil Hashem is worse than that. If he does it, lahachas, and he knows you're not allowed to do it, and he'll go and he'll get Hasidim to follow his footsteps. This guy is hurting my father to the nth degree. And I should give him good morning.
Of course, someone kills someone.
So what he's doing, Keneged Avinu Shebashamayim, is also something.
It's between him and God, it's not between God.
No, this is Avinu. No, it's not him and God. It's Avinu Shebashamayim. It's my father. Avinu Avarach, this is my father, who is so native to me. And look what he's doing. He's a missionary. And he knows about it. So I should go, good morning. Yeah. You have a cold, nebuch, fu, shalema. No. This is tachal, sinis, and neisim, loimim, hoyili. But al kaponim, this is amur de kesefa chasidim.
Rabbi, what about kisa twist? Kisa go off there, and then
the family members. I mean, there's a lot of stories.
You see the guy walking down the street on Shabbos, walking secret. It's like, yeah, what happened, Kaputan? Kisa twist.
That's also true, it's a momentary insanity, he said. And this matter,
you should be mean to them, you should be nice to them.
Mean? We're not talking about mean. We're not talking about that. Here we're talking about this kid, it's a din teichoche. Teichoche says, Yechichenu benachas abaloshen rak. The teichoche should not be shaygit you bum. No. The teichoche should be, you're not in your right senses, you're angry, whatever it is. But you have to speak to him menschlich. That's al kaponim. Siv Gimel. Im hivsik ma'achilosai ba'oig. Now the halachas will be a little easier. Im hivsik ba'achilosai ba'oig hayon godol. A person ate the sudam apsekis. There's an hour left, and he finished eating. So does the finish? He finished eating. He benched. So what does this mean? Does this mean? I finished the Sudam Avsekis, and I benched. Does this mean that it was a mekabel the tainis? Well, it has nothing to do with the Kabbalah's tainis. The tainis is another hour. I benched that because I finished the Suda. But in no way does this mean that I have to start fasting now. The benching means I finished the Suda. Im hivsik machilosei boida yoyim godel, yochel lachza velechel, kozman shlekibol olava tainis. Finishing the Suda, benching after the Suda, does not tell us anything. It tells us he finished the Suda, so he benched. But it does not mean that he was Mekabel Yom Kippur. He was Mekabel Belev, it's also Gonish. And here the Chiddush is that, let's see, so the Mekabel Paskins, that I finished eating, I benched, I'm full between you, I don't think I'm going to need any more, but... what's going to be in 3/4 of an hour, I'm going to get thirsty, hungry again, I can eat gesundheit. Yochel lachse belechel, that's what the Mechaba Paskins. Yeshe kosvu, shahaminik shalacha shaochel osalechel. The Mechaba Paskins, mika din its mutter, but the minig is, you finished eating, that's like, the bezeh shemavsik avikilu kibel bepeh. Stopping to eat and bench is like, I was mekabel the tainus already. That's there's such a minig, not minadin, but there's such a minig. V'lochein. So in order to avoid this minig and to be obligated by this minig, nochein. So it's proper shekoydim biches hamozim. Yaima befeiri shein mekabel olav adain hatainus. In order to get out of all problems, before he benches, he should say, Or while he should say, while kaponim yachshe belibuze, he should say before he benches, I'm benching, but I have no intent to be mekabel the tainus. So he does this, so then...
Why is benching also mekabel tainus?
No, because he's finished eating. That was the minig. The minig is, I finished eating already.
But the same minig today?
Could be the minigas said, let's not talk about an hour before, let's talk about 15 minutes before.
What? Most people finish their meal a half hour before.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll finish it 2 minutes before they go to shul.
Yeah, you're 100% right. So it is preferable, so Baket, he says it's preferable, nochein is preferable, and no, there is such a minig. The minig is, the Magen Avraham brings the maril, there is such a minig. That by people it's understood. That means that between you and me, if the people finish 15 minutes before, and you'll give them a question, are you allowed to eat now? Yes or no? I got news for you. A lot of people say, I finished eating already. Am I finished?
People say no.
Yeah, a lot of people. So yeah, because they finished eating already. They finished. They lost. Now they finished. Al kaponim. So it is preferable to avoid this problem, to say beferish or to think, I'm not mekabel the tainis yet. I'm not interested in mekabel the tainis. Kolzman, he wasn't mekabel. The finishing is nothing. Vim kibel olav osa, if he wasn't mekabel the tainis, he said, I'm finished, I'm mekabel the tainis. Osa gam berechitze v'siche, beprat b'meloche. See, here the Dirshu brings down something very interesting. That means if he said he finished now, I finished eating, done, I'm a kabbal the tainus. Now I'm finished. He was a kabbal. What? So he said. But what about does he have to take off his shoes? He says I'm a kabbal the tainus. He's still wearing shoes. So the Dirshu brings arrived from this Mishnah Berurah Shavuos. He said he was a kabbal the tainus. So that means everything that I see, I don't see that you're not mekabel, so I say you're mekabel. Mekabel the tainus, so that means you're allowed to eat and allowed to drink. You're not allowed, not only that, you're not a rechitza zosa, sicha zosa, and meloch is about the gewiss zosa, but I see you're wearing shoes. So I see clearly that you want mekabel. That means, so if he said beferish after the suda, I'm mekabel the tainus, so He's not allowed. Chitz and sicha will be also. Malach will sicha be also, but to shoes.
Does the man of these days also go to shul with the
knot
on their shoes already?
Yeah, sure.
So.
Yeah, because what's going to be? Well, you're going to be.
Same whether you accept it or not, and most people go to shul.
Yeah, well, also, because there's going to be a time you're going to be also, so when you put on the shoes already. And if you put on the shoes and then you say, I'm a kabbal the tainus, I'm a kabbal the tainus, and everything. Shalai kibul olav atainis, cosmic kibul of tainis, wa kabola mahani, rak mi plagamin chveelach. An hour and a quarter before Laila, before the Shkia, then you can make a kabola avum kibul olav atainis, mi koidim a plagamin chve, ain't be kabola seklum, so the kabola is nothing. Avum kibul atzmai stam shalai lechel oid. If he was makabel himself, I won't eat, period. Not also he was makabel the tainus. He said, I won't eat anymore. Zamahani filubishayim oisashona. And kibbalol vishloi lech mechatzoi seyeim ve'ilach. He says, I'm not going to eat now anymore. That's a kabbalah. It's a kabbalah, which is a din of a neder, and he's not allowed to eat. Veshkos v'sim in tak samach beis. Okay, now let's see. Sif dalet. Be'erev yeim ha-kippurim. Ein loy lechel, ela macholim kalim lehishakel. A person should eat things which are easily digest. Kedei shleyei saveya umiskoek sheyispalo. That means if he'll be full to the gills and he didn't digest yet, so the tefillah is a different type of a tefillah. Is saveya umiskoek sheyispalo. That's one thing. Hagot the Ramah. Bechein ein oichlem dvorim hamechamemim es haguf. Certain types of food which heats up the body, shlo yavu lidei keri, shouldn't come lidei tumas keri. Bechein ein lechel macholei cholov will see this is milk products, shamar bimzera. Ach besude shachis, noidim lochum, the minig is to eat it by shachis. Now let's just start the Mishnah Berurah. Dvorim ha-mechamimim, there are certain foods that heat up the body, kem psomim, v'karkim, safran, it's types of v'yayin toiv. V'zein ha-osa kim besudam ha-fsekes. Avul dvorim ha-mar bimzera, kegoy macholi cholob, uchte l'kamei, this one should eat the whole day. Erev Yom Kippur. Och, ochen ha'olam noigim lochem b'shachis. B'zeh shemesayim ramo ach b'sud b'shachis. The minig is that we do eat machol echolov. V'tam ha'minig lo nisparish. Why the minig is that way? I don't know. Ken kosev maril. V'ayim b'mogen avom shemiyashe v'minig. V'ikar tam ha'minig is mishim shem acholim kalim. That means the reason they eat milchiks in the morning is because the Mechaber said we should eat things which are easily digested. So milchiks is digested much easier than meat. So memela. So that's why the minig is. So even though the price is it's mechamim. Achim besuda mafsekes nogu lechol boso shikar suda the minig is to eat fleishiks. Davke besar oif, that's davke besar oif. Prime godem ashmit zmanein nogu lechol besar oif b'shachis. And then just, then in macholi cholov, the huadin eggs and garlic is also ma'abim zera. And the Prima Godem says if you put some milk in the tea, maybe it's bottle baroiv, and then one should be careful that you shouldn't eat an achilagasa by the sudam absekes, and okay, that's the
thing. I thought most people eat like heavy things, because you want potatoes, well, pasta, like starch.
Hey, the pasta, it's not food, the carbohydrates, it's meat, heavy meat.
That's heavy.